you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, careening at you from blasting at you. Careening, it seems to sound like we're out of control.
Launching,
we're not out of. We're out of control, but we're not out of control.
We're squirting,
right? Okay, squirting at you, not in your eye.
Yes.
From Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 of your holes are sucking us in out east. Perhaps you, or perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the... It's a rerun here, babies, on the Crab Diving Network. Streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever, etc.
Go fuck yourself.
You, well, no, depending. You can do that too. As long as it's consensual.
Oh, yes.
What if you have multiple personalities?
Yes, and. Oh, multiple personalities?
Well, you were improving.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Welcome to Groundlings.
Anyway, we're going to be here the next couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen, talking about, you know, politics and news and probably yelling and swearing a bit.
Yay.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Who can turn the world on with a smile?
Who's that?
Look who's trending on Twitter. And look who's not with us anymore.
Speaking
I can't remember the rest of the theme song. It was a great show though. Da da da. Mary Tyler Moore died.
Uh-oh, are we sure?
Yeah,
I don't see that trending on my Twitter.
What? No. Look it up on Google. She's dead. I know it.
Oh, CBS News is reporting. Okay. Mary Tyler Moore, beloved TV icon, was 80. There you go. That's a big bummer.
That sucks. She was so funny.
Yeah, she was really funny. You know, when she did that Dick Van Dyke show, she was like 19.
Oh my!
When she started
God.
That, yeah, fuck
really?
Her. I mean, I'm happy for her accomplishments.
Fuck that opportunist! My God.
So there you go.
That Mary Tyler Moore show was so fucking funny.
Well,
man.
And then she went on to do more of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't there a couple of?
And wasn't she an activist?
I think so. Yeah, and there were spinoffs from that. There was the Ed Asner.
Oh my God!
He had that. What was that show he did?
Rhoda.
There was Rhoda,
right? But that was not Ed Asner's show.
Correct. There may have been some crossover.
I don't know. Ed Asner's not dead.
He went off. Correct. He went off and did. It was a more serious
Ed.
No, I gotta look that fucker up. But anyway,
it was called Ed. With an exclamation point.
It's Ed. Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I got to check my Twitter.
If anybody out there is still allowed to tweet and email and contact anyone, are we all under a global gag order?
Only if you work for the government at this
Jeez.
Point. After a couple of, what was it? It was Badlands National Park went rogue or something like that. Somebody there tweeted out.
They went
something
rogue.
About climate change. That's
yes.
a scientific fact. And of course, they had to immediately delete it. And now everybody's under a gag order. No tweeting unless the Uber Führer.
Nine.
approves it.
How insane is that going rogue? They tweeted about climate change.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck has happened to us? It honestly, it hasn't been a week. It hasn't been a fucking week.
No, it's since 4 days. Since two work days
has assumed the position.
You know, he had to rest on Sunday, like the Lord.
Yeah, no doubt. I get that he had to rest because he's that little fuck face has been busy. No offense.
Why did God have to rest? If he's like all powerful,
I don't know. A lot of smiting, maybe.
But not in the first 7 days. He threw Adam down in that in that garden. And who knows how long Adam was down there before he's like, I'm lonely.
Yeah, what do you think God did? Was like,
God
look
ripped
at that
his
guy.
Rib out again.
Yeah. He ripped his rib out and made a woman.
Why?
I don't know.
But if he could make...
I wasn't there.
If he could make man...
Yes.
By just going poof.
Right.
What's with the drama of ripping a rib out of Adam and creating a woman?
You can burn in hell for even asking that question. Oh, what do you think about that?
That ticket was purchased long, long ago.
I'll see you in hell.
Yeah, it's very
strange.
Name
the movie. Your tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
Oh, wow. Look at you whipping out the first triad canon.
Yes, from the second movie. The only good one, really. Well, the second good one. I like the last one, right? The last one was good.
It was okay, yeah.
Yeah. But the Empire Strikes Back, so much better.
Yeah.
Do you think it holds up?
Sure. I would say that one's first. The first Star Wars.
Yes.
A New Hope is second.
Right. Then the one just now.
Well.
You didn't like it?
But that one doesn't, is that... Should that count?
Yeah.
I guess it should.
There's a fucking Death Star in it?
It's not part of a series, but who the hell cares?
Darth Vader is in it?
It's a Star Wars movie. I would probably... Well, then I might bump the last one up. Is this heresy? I might bump the last one up. No, I'd still put the first Star Wars in second and then put this one in third.
Why are you ignoring the Ewoks?
Well, I'd put them fourth.
Yes.
It was a little cutesy.
It was stupid.
And, you know, Jar Jar.
Right.
we can't even talk about the Jar Jar.
It's so dumb. Fuck it. R.I.P. Mary Tyler Moore.
And then Jake Lloyd.
Oh, God. Who's that? Is that the little kid that,
that
played
the little
Darth
kid.
Vader? God, he sucks.
And the kid who grew up.
Right. Horrible, too.
Whatever,
what's his name?
I forget what his name was, but God, Lucas really had an interesting way of casting. Let's
you know
put
what
it that
is?
Way.
Some people don't know what's good. Some people just don't know what is good and what is not good, and he might not know that.
Well, I told you you could probably still find him on the YouTube. They had they released some audition footage of kid actors that they were seeing to play little Anakin. And I saw 10 of them maybe, and all of them were better than Jake Lloyd. I mean, no offense to Jake Lloyd. He was, you know, six or something. I mean, they're little kids, but still, some of them appear better than others. And I just don't understand what George Lucas saw in the same footage they then put out on the internet nobody else saw.
Maybe he's on Quaaludes.
I don't get it.
Hey, by the way, Twitter is asking us, did Kellyanne Conway actually get in a fist fight on the inauguration? Embrace Madness poses that question. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
CRABDIVING. Don't forget our Facebook page also, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
If you're going to buy anything, help us out. Buy your shit at Amazon. Go through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go and buy the Orwell novel, 1984, which is now number one.
Oh, geez.
At Amazon. Gosh, I wonder why.
Did Kellyanne Conway get in a fist fight, or is that bullshit on Inauguration Day?
I have not heard that.
I know not.
But we'll get our staff working on it. I'll get my staff working right on
Jeez,
it.
What a big fucking perv. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a bullshit story. Anyway, I didn't mean to bring the show to a grinding halt. I was just, you know, it was it or was it not? Did she? She seems kind of wiry to be in a fist fight, no? Like kind of tiny.
Well, it says she stopped two guys from fighting.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Fox News senior, it's Fox.
Right.
Senior correspondent Charles Gasparino relayed the scuffle in a Facebook post. He said, inside the ball, we see a fight between two guys in tuxes, and then suddenly out of nowhere came Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, who began throwing some mean punches at one of the guys. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Whole thing lasted a few. No one was hurt, except maybe the dude she smacked. Now I know why Trump hired her.
Okay.
And he says, by the way, I exaggerate none of this in his post.
Wow.
So
that would have been like big news. Don't you think that would have been big news if Kellyanne Conway had actually gotten in a brawl on Inauguration Day? Would we not have heard that?
Snopes declares it unproven.
So then it's false. It's bullshit.
This guy Gasparino from Fox claims he was there with his friend.
Okay.
Actor Scott Baio.
Oh, my God. Is that this Gasparino? We talked about him before from Fox, right? Or am I imagining
him? I don't recognize the name, honestly.
Damn. Do you think this Gasparino guy's like, hey, guys, I'm going out with Scott Baio tonight. Want to go hang?
Scotty and I are going to go.
Oh, yes.
Get some poon.
Right. God. Scotty and I are going to go off and be tremendous bores. And anyone forced to talk to us is going to be lesser for it.
Oh, well.
That's the truth.
Here's how his post started. This is over at Snopes. Has more of the post. First met my pal Scott Baio outside the Victory Ball.
Oh, shit. God.
We said hello when a bunch of anarchist thugs
bullshit
began to descend on us screaming, hey, Chachi, are you fascist?
Chachi's a Nazi.
One made an aggressive... I'm surprised they know who he is.
Oh, yeah, me
too. I'm surprised anybody out on the streets that is an anarchist thug knows who the fuck Scott Baio is.
Scott
Baio. And call
Baio.
Him Chachi.
Right. I mean, there's Scott Baio, if you're listening, and I don't know. No one knows you. I mean, honestly.
One made an aggressive move toward us.
Yes.
I shoved him away. He said, touch me again, you little prick, and I'll smack you.
No, you didn't.
My response, go fuck yourself, asshole.
Okay.
That's when my producer, Brian Schwartz, intervened and crisis was averted.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, those guys are lucky Schwartz intervened.
Oh, my God.
Chachi would have fucked you guys up.
They would have fucked them. Listen, those guys go to spin class together and they do Pilates.
Part two was even more insane, he writes.
Oh,
inside
no.
the ball, we see a fight between two guys in tuxes. Then suddenly out of nowhere came Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway. Da, da, da,
she flew in.
Who began throwing some mean punches at one of the guys. And that's where we've already read. Whole thing last few. No one was hurt except maybe the dude she smacked. Now I know why Trump hired her. By the way, I exaggerate none of this.
Chachi.
Well, of course, that means it's true.
Chachi, be careful in these fights. You don't want to fuck that face up.
But so far, that is the only account we have of that is
right.
Chachi's broham, who alleges that happened.
That's such a lie. Anarchist libs descended upon Chachi and I. We did not know what to do.
Thugs.
We
were... Anarchist thugs.
Thugs. Atheists.
Anarchists.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure, you know, atheist falls under that to them.
Do you think they were gay?
I'm sure Chachi is quite right. The man of the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. He loves to pray to Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Bullshit.
Let's see what's going on in besides the sad passing of Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, motherfucker, that sucks.
See what's going on in your headlines.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January 25th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Lay down. He's talking to the dog.
Yeah, we got a groupie in here.
Oh, yes.
Lay down, baby. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post. Well, you know, I saw this kind of earlier, and I wasn't sure if this is anything that's really, you know, like, true. But I guess we'll see if there's actual corroboration. I know the administration already said, I don't know what this is. I don't know what you're talking about. This isn't us. But there's allegedly the headline over at the HuffPo.
Fuck you.
Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo says leak.
Oh, geez.
Muslim crackdown draft.
Leak on Muslim crack.
The, you know, here's the interesting thing about, they've been talking about with this weird management style that Schittler seems to have, which is he hires people that hate the fuck out of each other and kind of watches them scrap it out. And then
what's the purpose in that?
Yeah, I don't get it. But already it's leaking like a sieve. They're leaking already. I mean, we're 3 days in and we're already getting unidentified members of the staff have said or this and that.
I mean, so they're just backstabbing
each other. Right.
So they're going to leak. They're going to leak. They're going to go behind
each other's
back. He's
only got so many teats.
Oh, yes.
For which they may suckle. From which.
Oh, my God. Give me my orange nipple. Jesus Christ.
So.
Why? What leadership manual or what person has ever suggested getting a team together of folks that just hate the shit out of each other? Chicago Cubs just won the World Series. They never won before, right?
Not in most people's lifetimes.
Well, modern fucking history, I guess. And
yeah,
they assembled a team of people that they were very close and they all got along and then they won. It wasn't a team of people that hated the living shit out of each other.
Right. That tends to hurt your chances.
What about chemistry? Didn't Barack Hussein Obama, didn't his whole cabinet, didn't they just all hate the fuck out of each other or no?
I don't know. Maybe not. There were some assholes. Well, I mean, Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, when Rahm was
chief of staff, just, I'm sure, was quite a cupcake care bear.
I'm sure he was a fucking load
I'm
of
sure
times.
He was lovely to work with.
But don't you think he was mainly sicked upon the GOP? Don't you think Barack Hussein Obama's like, hey, Rahm, go tear this dickhead a new asshole?
I guess. Yeah. It didn't work.
No. Well, he was in for 8 fucking years.
Yeah, but all he got done was Obamacare, which is nice, but
right.
We would have preferred single payer.
Yes, but then that doesn't matter because Russia's in charge.
It's funny when they scream that, you know, oh, it was passed. The Obamacare was shoved down our throats. There was no bipartisan. Nobody wanted it. If it hadn't been bipartisan, we'd have single payer right now.
Right. Shoved down your throats.
The bipartisan part was them saying, look, if you guys promise not to fucking drag this out for 8 goddamn years, let's get some healthcare reform done. Okay, we'll get rid of the whole single payer part and come up with that ridiculous exchanges and bullshit, which needed work and needs work.
I mean, isn't how it worked out evidence of the fact that he did work with the other side because of the way it turned out?
Well, right.
And maybe not for the fucking best, but God, you got to say he at least fucking tried.
And it's RomneyCare.
Yeah.
By the way. Which kind of was bipartisan.
Right.
I mean, it was, you know, Republican governor.
But
he had a hostile, I believe Romney had a hostile legislature when he was there. And
not as hostile as Barack's.
And, well, you know what I mean. It was the other side.
Is Romney white?
God.
He is, right?
I think there's
so it was
lesser examples of of white. Pence may be the only whiter person.
I'm just saying that probably helped Romney's cause, because I don't know that Barack Hussein Obama's skin color ever helped him with Congress.
Ah, I see.
I don't think it was ever a leg up, you know, because they're racist.
I don't know that they're necessarily racist. I think they're
Congress.
Yeah, they're opportunists.
There's a lot of racist people.
Probably, but they also use the racism of their base.
Do you think Louis Gohmert's racist
to stay in power?
Do you think he's racist?
I have no.
Do you
evidence.
Think he sees color? We all see color.
We all see color. Yeah.
But like Louis really sees color.
I think Louis sees the fuck out of color.
I do too.
So. Huffington Post allegedly received a draft of this executive order. The next one coming out that says, well, we're going to keep out. It's the Muslim crackdown draft, they're calling it. At the HuffPo, they say the White House intends to temporarily shut down travel from a wide swath of countries to the United States. So travel. If you're from this country, no United States for you.
Oh, God, we're not the shining example anymore, are we? I mean, it's, were we ever?
Well, and how many outside radicals have committed terrorism here? It's all homegrown recently, right?
Well, it's all domestic.
Right. There are people who are citizens here or have been here.
So what are we going to do about that?
Well, that's why we should round them all up.
We should round up all the white people.
It says they're going to implement dramatic restrictions on immigration and refugee admissions.
Oh, God.
The draft that they got says they're going to block refugee admissions from Syria indefinitely.
Oh, my God. What? Those people, you know, they're fleeing ISIS. Don't we have common enemies with the refugees of Syria? They're fleeing ISIS.
We shouldn't trust a four-year-old Syrian girl, but let's trust Vladimir Putin.
Absolutely. And let's let that four-year-old Syria girl fucking starve to death in some fucking camp or die in the middle of the desert trying to run away from ISIS when she could come to fucking America. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man.
They're going to suspend refugee admissions from all countries for 120 days.
You know, man, they can't even, can they present any data to say this is going to, that measure will help us become more secure, safer?
No, it's just political. This is going to tell the dummies, oh, look, we're getting harder on Muslim radical Islamic terror.
Fuck you, boy.
I live in the middle of Nebraska, and I'm terrified by radical Islam.
What are we going to do about these brown people?
I read an article not that long ago. It was about somebody that grew up. It's not the same one I read at length on the show last week, that guy from Texas who was really pissed off, but awesome about the whole bubble.
Oh, thing. God. Yeah.
But kind of the same deal. But this was a guy from Iowa who they had voted Obama, and kind of their whole area flipped and went Trump now. And it was a younger working guy. And he had an interesting point. It's like, They don't think they're racist. they don't identify as racist because there's no black people around to be racist at.
They don't have an opportunity.
He said that. I grew up, there were no black people around.
Yeah.
Black people were on TV.
Exclusively.
And he was like, well, so how could I be racist?
Right.
They're going to, according to this draft, they're going to ban for 30 days all immigrant, non-immigrant entry of individuals from country designated, blah, 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 and Division O, Title II, Section 203 of the 2016 Consolidated Appropriations Act.
Here's my big white sausage.
Oh, listen to this, Bevy.
Yes.
Listen to this buffet of fun places to go.
Ooh.
Iraq, Syria, yummy. Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen.
Oh, shit. I've never been to Somalia. You know, my only knowledge of Somalia is based on that movie.
None of them about are the high on my list.
Oh, right.
Black Hawk Down.
The movie about the helicopters.
Black Hawk Down, right. Doesn't look like a great place to hang.
It's like a rough neighborhood.
You know what they have there? No government, no restrictions.
Oh, really? It's Trumpistan. No regulation.
Suspend visa issuance to countries of particular concern. Here's the thing. You know, if you got money,
you can circumvent
some of these guys
all this bullshit,
who are surely sending money to the terrorists in some way. Some of these oil poobahs, from those countries, are probably funding these asshole terrorists in some way. They're going to be able to travel unabated.
Absolutely. And their kids can go to our fucking universities, right?
Suspend
who gives a fuck?
Visa issuance. You can't tell me if some Saudi billionaire. Wait, is Saudi on there? No. If some Sudanese billionaire wants to come to the States, they're going to suspend his visa issuance.
Right.
Right.
I read some opinion piece talking about how Trump isn't elected to make us safe. These racists elected him to protect their whiteness. Whatever that means. It's so fucked up.
Expedite the completion of a biometric entry-exit tracking system.
We're going to measure just how brown you are. Is that what that is?
Blow a load in a cup or something?
Absolutely. Fill it up.
Biometric entry-exit tracking system.
I'm going to need 2 tablespoons or you're not
getting in this country. Be fingerprints.
Right.
It could be eye scans.
Bend over.
It could be
a rectal probe.
It could be, yeah, transvaginal ultrasounds.
All of that. Biometric. I don't know what the fuck. What are they? Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, but how are they going to do that? Everybody that comes through, they get a biometric examination. What are we, pervs?
Well, probably fingerprints, I would think. I would hope. I don't think they're going to swab you for DNA.
We're making clones.
For your DNA.
Yes.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that they've got a leak, apparently a draft copy of this horrible next, I don't know if this is supposed to be an executive order or whatever, but basically trying to crack down on the Muslims.
Correct. You know, Twitter's making an interesting point, Embrace Madness. Do we still sell those fuckers guns? And arms and weapons, Sudan, all those countries you named.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, motherfucker.
What are you thinking? Of course.
Why are we hypocrites? Are we hypocrites? Don't lie to me. Are we hypocrites?
Yemen, I think we're holding hands with the Saudis and bombing the fuck out of them.
Okay.
So there's, depending on your viewpoint.
Yes.
One could say that we are to Yemen right now.
Okay.
What Uncle Nipples was to Aleppo.
Okay.
Like, shit. We're collateral damaging the fuck out of bombing in Yemen, saying, oh, we're going after terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
With the Saudis, but the Saudis may not be as discriminate,
yes,
let's say, in their damage as we are.
At Vile Experience used air quotes around terrorism. Let it be noted. They can't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the headline over the hub.
Right.
Let's see what the Drudge Repo.
Yay. They're probably celebrating.
Speaking of leaking.
Yes.
They're leaking over. Oh, no. Goodbye, Mary.
Oh, shit.
Mary Tyler Moore. Damn. The iconic screenshot of her throwing her hat up in the air from her telly show back in the 70s. There you go. Something non-horrible.
Well, you know what's
over at the Drudge Report.
I don't mean to make this about race, Pat, but it is kind of funny that, like, we have all these publications mourning the loss of a single white person, and we have all this racist bullshit against lots and lots of brown people going on from the Trump administration. I mean, it is kind of fucked up. I mean, these poor fucking Syrian refugees, we're not going to let them over, but God damn it, we lost a white person.
Well, yeah, but she was a famous white person.
Okay. She was famous.
She was talented.
She was on TV.
She was better than all of us.
Listen, if you're in Syria and you're a refugee, you want to come to this country, you get on a show like Mary Tyler Moore, and then you make us love you. And then we'll let you in.
Correct. She also was a pioneer in actresses making as much money as actors.
Oh, really?
Back in the day on her show.
Awesome, man. I mean, it was the Mary Tyler Moore show in a very...
Even in one episode... Oh, in one episode of the show, she sits down with Mr. Grant. Lou Grant! That was his show.
Yeah.
She sits down with Mr. Grant and she says, I would like to know why the last associate producer before me made $50 a week more than I do.
Yeah! What the fuck?
And Lou Grant says, oh, because he was a man.
He just said that.
Yeah. And she says, let me get this straight. The only reason he was paid more than I am is because he was a man. Oh, sure. Has nothing to do with your work. She goes, no, wait a minute. Because I want to understand this. I'm doing as good a job as he did. Mr. Grant says, better. She says, better. And I'm being paid less because you're a woman.
Yeah.
She says, well, Mr. Grant, there's no good reason why two people doing the same job at the same place shouldn't be making the... Mr. Grant says, he had a family to support. You don't.
Oh, shit.
Now, why don't you come back when you have an answer to that?
Yes.
And then she says, this is 1970 and the two.
Right.
because financial need has nothing to do with it. Because in order to be consistent with what you're saying, you would have to pay the man with three children more than the man with two children. And the married man more than the bachelor. Mr. Grant, you don't do that. So what possible reason can you give me for not paying me at least as much as the man who had the job before me?
Yeah, what the fuck? What does Lou say to that?
I don't have any more here in the story.
God damn it. You think Ed Asner was being hyperbolic or sarcastic?
It is a comedy, so he probably said something funny, and then they went on to a dick joke.
Because Lou Grant in the show was a good guy, right? He was Mary's friend, or no?
Kind of, yeah. He was the gruff boss kind of deal. I mean, she was afraid of him, afraid of getting fired and stuff, right?
Right. Then there was Ted Knight, who was the weatherman, right?
Oh, Mr. Grant.
Betty White.
Yeah.
She was in it.
Luann, right? She was the bad guy. Betty White was the evil bitch that everybody hated.
She's the only one that survives that show. Well, her and Ed Asner.
Correct.
Right.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
There you go.
Gosh, a lot of violins and shit, strings in that
song.
It's
pretty violin.
My God. Is it a comedy?
Well, it was 1972.
Everybody, what was up with people back then? Were they all just on drugs and shit? And
yeah, the war's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Nixon's fucking president.
Oh, my God.
That's what'll happen. People will be talking about us.
Oh, yeah.
Trump was fucking president.
Oh, yeah.
So those are your headlines over at the Drudge Report. They're concerned about,
Mary Tyler Moore
showing some little bit of humanity and saying goodbye, Mary.
We've lost a rich white person, guys. Don't worry about these Syrian refugees.
A lifelong feminist.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I think she...
I'm making it shitty. I don't mean to.
Well, it is the Drudge Report.
Right.
It's going to be shitty and self-serving in any way. There's a subheadline over here at the Drudge Report. It says Elon Musk may actually be serious about tunneling under Los Angeles.
Why the fuck would you do that? All these earthquakes. Why do you want to go under Los Angeles? For what? It's dangerous.
Exciting process on the tunnel. Progress on the tunnel front, he tweeted. Plan to start digging in a month or so. Nobody knows where or what he's talking about.
Yeah, what the fuck is he up to?
But he has said that he's ready to move ahead with his recently formulated ambitions to help get I guess it might be more trains or something. I don't know.
Listen, I think we need to refocus. If I was in charge, if I was Donald, I'd put an executive order out and people like Elon Musk and Richard Branson and who's another one? Who's another one that it's Stephen Hawking. Guys, figure out this fucking AIDS. You figure out this fucking AIDS, and then you can dig your tunnel, and you can make your fucking little tubes to shoot people through.
Well, if you can figure out AIDS and clear up the traffic in Los Angeles, Godspeed on both projects.
What about this? What about a way to make
why is it
be able
or?
To survive a plane crash? That would be good, too.
Well, you take a train that's in the tunnel.
Why can't they cure AIDS, though? What is this stupid tunnel thing they're digging under the fucking city for? Go cure AIDS, Elon.
Elon Musk in December said, traffic is driving me nuts. I'm going to build a tunnel boring machine and just start digging.
Where's he going to do that? He's going to build one. With what?
It says, starting from my... his tunnel's going to start from his desk at SpaceX... Crenshaw on the 105,
okay,
which is 5 minutes from LAX.
Okay,
he
needs a tunnel. He just wants a fucking tunnel to LA, to downtown.
Well, and how does one? Oh, is he just going to build a billionaire tunnel? That wouldn't surprise me. I thought he's one of the good guys, but they already have that here. They've got
remember those lanes
where those 5 or 6 lane highways? There's some of them where. You have to pay you pay extra money and you can drive in that lane.
You know, in LA, if you don't want your life to suck, you can pay for it to not.
What a shock.
Like traffic. You right. just ignore traffic if you have money. But if you're not,
and then whose tax rich, dollars help pave those
oh, everyone's.
Pristine fucking roads that the rich are driving on?
Not the rich
without
people.
The rest of us.
Sure. We get fucked.
Speaking of getting fucked.
Yes.
You know, with all this shit going on, our Twitler in chief over there is taken to the social medias. Donald J. Trump.
I thought he was going to stop that once he was fucking president. I thought he was going to act presidential.
Well, he's got two now. He's got two accounts.
Jeez.
That he can play with. Right. Apparently. Apparently he's going to stick with his.
Right.
And the official
play
POTUS.
With another one every once in a while.
Yeah, the POTUS one, I don't know what the hell he's going
to do. He doesn't care. See, he doesn't care about being POTUS. He cares about being Donald Trump, big and famous, with a big Coke can cock. That's all he cares about.
The most recent tweet a half hour ago says, I will be interviewed by David Muir tonight, 10 o'clock on ABC. Will be my first interview from the White House. Enjoy.
Enjoy. I'm supposed to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Enjoy it or else.
10 hours ago, I will be making my Supreme Court pick on Thursday of next week. Thank you.
If he knows when he's making the pick, why can't he just fucking announce who the fuck it is? What is with all these goddamn teasers?
It's a reality show.
Next week.
Yeah, next week on White House USA.
Tune in next week. God. So you can just about bet he's going to do something heinous, like under the table. Like all nonchalantly while he whips out some hideous fucking Taliban-like moolah to be on SCOTUS. Who's he going to nominate? Scott Baio?
There was an article that said he's got it narrowed down to three, according to these sources, and it's more like 2.5. One of them they don't think is as likely.
He doesn't give a shit.
But the top two were both... One's pretty scary. One will be just like having Scalia back.
Okay.
And
damn.
The other one is mostly scary. But there's a couple issues that he seems to be less scary on.
That sounds not good, really.
Well, I just wonder if any on that list from the fucking Heritage Foundation are going to be, as Chuck Schumer said, from the mainstream.
Well, Chuck just texted in. He said, don't worry about it. We'll confirm whoever.
Did he?
It's fine. He said, don't worry about it. We're not going to be combative. We're going to be nice. Bend over. It's fine.
So, yeah, then Twitler.
Ooh.
Previous to that, tweeted out a two-parter.
Oh, shit.
At 7:10 a.m. and then 3 minutes later. So he's getting better on his gap in between tweets.
Is he at the White House now? Is he living there?
I think maybe. Maybe he's there. I think Melania's probably
okay.
Back up in New York with Barron going to school, right?
Right.
Well, Barron's going to school. Who the fuck knows what she's doing?
Oh, yes.
He tweeted, after all that yesterday, after Sean Spicer's grilling about the alleged voter fraud that doesn't exist. It may backfire with the liberal outrage screaming, we want an investigation, where's the investigation? Because now Schittler's people got the bright idea how they can jujitsu this.
Yes.
And he tweeted out last night, part one, I will be asking for a major investigation into, all caps, voter fraud.
There is no voter fraud.
Including those registered to vote in two states. They're only going for the
what
states
the fuck?
That he lost. He's pissed about California. He's pissed about New York. So he's going to go after those big states and try to prove that there's no way that Hillary beat him in the popular vote.
Well, maybe we should investigate everything. Maybe we should look into all these Republican delegates and see what's up with them.
Well, what if they find out it's just the opposite?
Oh, yeah.
What if it flips and he loses votes?
That would be great.
Including those registered to vote in two states. He means he's going after people in two states, but he's mostly going after the states. Sean Spicer even said it. Going after the states that, like California, where he lost.
Does that have anything to do with how vocal Jerry Brown's been, do you think?
Part of it, sure, probably. Manning the barricades. So he says, including those registered to vote in two states. That's not voter fraud.
Yeah, that's not voter fraud.
It's only voter fraud if they go back to the other state and try to vote twice. If there's no law that says you can't be registered in two states.
Yeah.
I don't believe you shouldn't be.
Bannon was.
Well, that's the deal. Yeah, today the news comes out that Steve Bannon is registered in two fucking states. So Trump is including his asshole. under apparently the voter fraud.
Yeah.
I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even, comma.
Yes.
I don't know why you put a comma there. And even.
Yes.
Those registered to vote who are dead. And many for a long time.
Dead for a long time.
Also not illegal.
Right.
It only that's not fraud. And that's that Pew poll that they like to talk about.
Yes.
The Pew study said that there's millions of people who are registered in two states and who are dead.
Right.
Well, it only becomes fraud if they vote.
Yes.
Then if someone dead.
Right.
Somehow shows up and casts a vote. Then you got your fraud, boo-boo. It ain't fraud.
It's either fraud
if your state can't keep track.
It's fraud or a supernatural event.
And doesn't know when somebody fucking dies.
Tiffany Trump.
Maybe they should take them off of the voting rolls. Is it up to the family? What do you want to start giving a ticket to the family if they don't report that somebody drops dead?
How the fuck am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to report to after fucking somebody assholes. Fucking dies?
Well, right. That's why we pay our government. That's why we pay taxes.
Yes. Is Tiffany Trump.
Get a death certificate.
Yes.
That should take care of all that.
Right. No. Give me a laundry list of things to do. A family member of mine died. Right. Let me run around and do some more shit. Is Tiffany Trump? I think she's registered in two fucking states. I mean, who cares?
And those dead. So that now what's going to happen is it's going to give them. They're going to find all these people who are dead.
Yes.
All these people who are listed in two states. And they're going to say, look, we need voter IDs. Proof. Here's proof.
But why don't we see where these dead people voted and then see if we need
to. But it doesn't matter. They're still registered to vote, Ryan. That's fraud. That's proof.
But did Steve Bannon vote?
Well, yeah, in one place.
Okay, well, I got to be honest. I saw a picture of him in that article, and I'm not sure he's not dead. Prove to me he's not dead.
Right.
He looks like shit. He really does.
A lot of people comment about how.
Good.
Wait a minute. This guy's a white supremacist?
Yeah, I tweeted that
today. He thinks he's got the top genes.
Look at your face,
the top
dude.
Of the gene pool.
Looks like he had a skin graft with a hyena's nutsack.
Yeah, like
God, he's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, like Fred Flintstone let the syphilis get out of control.
I'd say get a tan, but I don't know if that helps him. I don't know if it helps.
So, So he tweeted about the voter fraud.
I mean, Bannon looks like Darth Vader after he took his helmet off.
And then, previous to that, he said, big day planned on national security tomorrow. Many other things. We will build the wall. Among many other things, we will build the wall.
Oh, perfect. Out of taco shells.
Mexico's still saying, we're not building your fucking wall. But he's supposed to meet with...
Why is Mexico being such a pussy?
He's supposed to meet with some Mexican poobah upcoming, and then the Mexican president after
right.
that. I don't know. That guy's already said, look, we're not paying for no fucking wall.
We're not going to build a wall. What if Canada called us and said, hey, hello, Trump. You guys are going to build a wall between here and Canada, whether you like it or not. Suck my dick.
Or he'll try to say, look, we negotiated this new trade deal with Mexico.
Yes.
And it's going to save us $15 billion, which we're going to build the wall with. So look, we got Mexico to pay for the wall. And the dummies will believe him.
How are you going to build the wall over the mountains and all these other geographical fucking like mountains and barriers and stuff? I mean, doesn't it seem like a challenge?
And I don't know how these guys can handle... I don't know how I give Sean Spicer a week before his head explodes. And I don't know. Kellyanne Conway's not human. So
yes.
I don't know how the undead.
Yes.
How long she'll be able to last. But,
you know, that's
all they're doing is going on TV and trying to mop up. What he's tweeting what he's saying. And we're on day four.
Well, that seems like that's going to be the Trump administration. Donald goes home and tweets out.
Yeah.
And then his fucking idiot white minions try to.
But who can handle that for any length of time?
I just don't know.
Can't imagine trying to work like that. Like Spicer. So this is the one he had to fix today.
Yes.
Among other stuff that he still has
He's gonna quit.
20 hours ago, Don tweeted out, if Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, in quotes, you know why he did that? Because he got shit on for using the word carnage in his inauguration address and making America look like it's some dystopian hellscape that only white Buona with the orange hair and the duck face can save.
Now he's trying to make his case that it's true, right? Now he's trying to show that America's...
This is the carnage I'm talking about. 228 shootings in 2017 with 42 killings, up 24% from 2016, comma. I will send in the feds.
To do what?
Well, that's the big question. What does that mean? Do you mean like Barack Hussein Obama sent in the feds to Ferguson?
Oh, okay.
To take a... Or the Justice Department sent in the feds to look at Ferguson? Do you mean that?
Which you screamed
bloody murder.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep the federal government out of our business.
Is he sending in the feds to, quote unquote, get the black people of Chicago in line?
Well,
is that what he's threatening?
That's the question. Now, Sean Spicer, tap dancing today when asked that question, said, no. Oh, no, what he means is all the federal aid they want.
Oh, he's going to take away their funding.
No, he'll send... We're going to help them.
Oh,
we're going to send in all the federal aid they've been needing and all the federal aid they want and all the extra money they need to help battle all these Negroes. I mean, to help battle all the crime.
Listen, I know how to fix Chicago, and you put a fucking thing up about it today on Facebook.com/crabdiving. Please go there and look at all the shit. How about all the guns flowing into Illinois, man? Into Chicago.
Right.
That's how you fix that shit. You got to get the guns out of that fucking city.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And, you know, when the morons say, well, look at, you know, gun control, look at Chicago, all they do is kill each other. And this article.
But look at the guns.
The article I put up on Facebook shows the significant percentage of guns that they confiscate in Chicago that are not from Illinois.
Yeah, maybe the gun control problem rests in the surrounding fucking areas.
And like a third of them, if I recall, Indiana.
God damn, Indiana. Mike Pence.
Right.
Mike fucking Pence. Get your shit together, buddy. He didn't need to get his shit together. He won. These white guys won. They're in charge.
Sadly.
Fuck me.
And really, you know, Trump is scary and shit with all the Hitlerian bullshit. But so far, there's really nothing that he's doing that... If we had elected George Bush or Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio,
yes,
or any of the other Republicans, would be doing anyway. If they had a majority in the House and Senate, they would still be gleefully trying to get the Keystone XL back. They would gleefully be gutting Obamacare. They would gleefully be doing every fucking thing they're doing.
But they wouldn't.
The only thing, maybe the TPP,
right?
Because Republicans were kind of into that until. Trump wasn't.
What about this ball gag shit, though? They're not going to put a ball gag on the EPA. That's too nuts.
Oh, they would.
Do you think Rubio would have done that?
They all talked about how much they hate the EPA, how much they hate government regulations, how much they hate this and hate that. All these executive orders that he's writing are peacock feathers.
Right.
I mean, it's really nothing of substance. A lot, even the Obamacare one, we're going to start it going. And start the process of getting rid of Obamacare. Look, I signed my name to it.
Is Cheney back? Is that what it... Because it kind of almost feels like Cheney's back. Some of this shit seems like, I don't know, something he would do.
Bannon's worse.
It's evil. He's worse than Cheney. Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine that shit? But Cheney had Blackwater, right?
I mean, I think. Who knows? Cheney did lie us into thousands and thousands of... American deaths and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Iraqi deaths. So
what are we going to do?
I think that's some cold shit there.
Absolutely.
Just for profit and for, fucked up ideology.
So maybe we should calm down. Maybe it's not so bad. It is so bad, but it's just as bad.
We'll find out.
As it always is, I guess.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, I mean, we knew any Republican majority across the board, we're going to be fucked. And we're getting fucked. The crazy part of it is the Russian influence with Trump and the, which again, I think
that's the different part.
I don't think it's
going
to go very far. I think that's going to be, their shiv in Trump probably.
Right.
It's going to be a combination of that and the business dealings or whatever.
But
they find actual collusion, maybe they already have it and they're just waiting for him to fuck up or for them to not need him anymore after he signs rubber stamps everything heinous they want to do to the country.
But if he's impeached, do these executive orders go bye-bye?
No. The next president would either would have to decide to either keep him or get rid of him.
Right. Pence. Oh, man.
And what's he going to undo?
I don't know. Nothing.
Right.
Not a fucking thing.
Right.
Shit.
That's why some people are like, well, you know, Trump's not an ideologue.
No.
Trump is a raging narcissist.
Right.
And that's where they see hope is that maybe if he really turns into a populist and actually starts listening to the fucking people and not these assholes around him, especially his greedy fucking plutocrat cabinet.
Oh, come on. That's a great cabinet.
Then maybe he could. Well, then he'll be up against a hostile Congress, and then they will go after him.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the Republicans pull the trigger on whatever. They say, Uncle Nipples, release the tape.
Oh, yes.
Let's see the urine flow.
Let's have a golden moment. His fucking cabinet. Did you see that Rachel Maddow the other day? She was talking about Scott Pruitt. Isn't he in charge of the EPA now or trying to get confirmed for that?
Maybe. I don't know.
With all those earthquakes in Oklahoma.
They're so, oh yeah, yeah.
He was the attorney general. And all these earthquakes there, out of nowhere, well, not out of nowhere because of fracking, the only thing he ever contacted the EPA about, he was
to try to fight the science.
Yeah, get your nose out of our fucking business.
The science that proves that that the fracking is causing the earthquakes.
To me, is that not the most underreported story of the fucking...
There's so many.
Of history. The Republicans are so shitty and so irresponsible with the government. They basically turned Oklahoma into a state that has shit tons of earthquakes. That's insane,
well,
dude.
The whole environment in general. Just for money and just for fossil fuels. The fossil fuel industry. That's the only reason there's climate science denial.
Yes.
There's
no other reason, right?
No other reason for climate change denial other than a basis of the fucking fossil fuel industry.
If you're like a Trumpolo and a Republican and a GOP type that's not rich, you make minimum wage and shit, and you're a climate denier, what do you think... If the Republicans are right and there is no climate change and man doesn't affect climate change, how does that idea help us anyway? I mean, other than making it easier for corporations to make money, what good actually comes of that? What do we get from denying climate change? I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Well,
of
you
new
said
ways.
It. Money, money, money.
Yeah, yeah. It's so frustrating.
They don't care. They well, just like the cigarette people.
They don't care that
people were getting cancer and dying. How dare you? You're going to cut into our profits if the doctors tell the truth.
Right.
And say that smoking causes cancer.
Smoke
but up. How are we going to make money?
Yeah. Who are we going to sell our cigarettes to? Who are you going to sell your cigarettes to when everybody's dead?
Look at these fuckers, Volkswagen and these other car companies that are getting caught.
Oh, yeah.
With shenanigans on the fuel emissions.
But they're punished.
With money. Who goes to jail? That's what I'd love to see them punished. I'd love to see some of these corporate fuckwads
punished.
Going to fucking jail.
Yeah.
For this.
But they just have to write a fucking check. And it's just like another expense.
They get fired and they get a golden parachute. They get $30 million as a severance bonus from their contract, even if they were run out of the CEO-ship because of scandal.
Those guys,
America,
filled the whole Gulf up with oil, and they got fined.
Mm-hmm.
They got fined.
None of them got fined.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they didn't.
The company got fined.
So there's no change for them. They filled the Gulf up with oil, but there's no change in their lives.
Right.
Man, what a great system.
And now we've put those people in charge of the world.
Right.
Got it. We've put the oil executives and the tobacco executives.
Yes.
And the car executives, okay, those people with those mindsets, in charge of the world.
How in the fuck did we have that natural disaster? That oil spill. That should have really changed everything. That should have disrupted, like, how we view the EPA and our government and regulation and all that shit. That should have turned all that shit on its ear. But now we're getting skull fucked by Schittler. How the fuck did this happen? How are we getting skull fucked? Again?
Yeah.
Man, motherfucker.
And it's going to be a while.
It's good. Are you telling me that the skull fucking is going to last longer?
A couple years.
2 years.
Until and unless we can somehow flip this in the midterms.
There's
and,
no
and
way.
And start getting some state legislatures back and start right. getting. Meanwhile, the tide, we're swimming against the flow of the water, and it's going to be even stronger, the current, because all the evil people are in charge trying to keep people from voting. They're
yes.
trying to keep especially the brown, and they want the guy that we talked about this yesterday, the guy that Trump wants to put in charge of civil rights is the headline says Obama's Department of Justice fought the Texas voter ID law
right.
and won. Like the
yes.
courts kind of struck him down, saying they were racist. Meanwhile, Trump's new civil rights chief offered tips on writing it. He helped he helped write the voter ID law. So do you think his
no
administration,
no,
even if a lower court says this is bullshit, this is racist, what do you think they're going to do with that information? Right.
Nothing. They're not going to give a fuck.
So
what is happening?
We gotta get out. We gotta get out there and make sure they're gonna do their best. I mean, short of really keeping people from voting, like with guns and shit, we've just gotta mobilize people. Make sure your voter registration is all copacetic,
right?
And just overwhelm them with the ballots. Get them the fuck out. Get rid of these ridiculous laws,
yeah,
so everybody can vote,
right?
And get rid of this gerrymandering so
and vote,
people
man.
Actually
don't
get represented.
Vote.
There you go.
I don't know what to fucking say, man. It sucks.
So,
whatever.
Trump signed executive orders today ordering this ridiculous border wall and to strip funding from sanctuary cities. I don't know what that exactly means. It's stripping funding.
That means that if you're a city and you took in X number of refugees, did you not get extra federal funds for that? From the government?
I think.
And now that goes away. How much is this wall going to cost? How many times could you cure AIDS with the money you're going to pour into this fucking wall that's never going to come to fruition? It's not going to exist. There's not going to be a fucking wall.
He signed executive orders, instructing construction of a wall in the southwest border, a crackdown on so-called sanctuary cities, and directives that would make effectively every undocumented immigrant a priority for deportation.
God damn. What the fuck, man?
Meanwhile, are they going to go after the corporations that hire undocumented immigrants to save money?
You.
No,
fuck you.
Trump's going to be playing golf with those guys.
Hey, of course not. And by the same reasoning, are they going to throw the guys in jail that fucking knock up a chick and she has to get an abortion? Are you going to go to jail for that load?
No,
you squirted into that fallopian tube?
She shouldn't have worn a skirt that low.
Oh, yes.
Or high.
Whichever. So stupid.
The,
ugh.
Trump said he would end the catch and release policy.
Fuck you.
That deports certain unauthorized border crossers.
Right.
Without extended detention, he's going to put more pressure on other countries to accept their nationals back.
Okay.
And he wants to hire thousands more border patrol and immigration enforcement agents.
Okay. So what's that going to lead to?
Sounds like a standing army to me.
It sounds like papers, please. I mean, is Joe Arpaio going to be able to go back to looking at people's papers? Hey, you're brown. I'm going to fucking stop you.
Well, we had a papers, please stop in Texas.
No, we didn't. They just waved us through.
Well, but that's what that is.
Because we're white.
Right.
Right.
What do you say? Are you guys American citizens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
We'll see you later.
Dog's not, though. She's
the dog.
Syrian refugee.
Oh, yes. Kate is a sleeper cell. Is that what you're saying?
I just said she's a refugee.
Yes.
So there you go. That's what's going on today. The border wall. We still don't know how they're going to pay for it.
Right. I put a story up from the Wall Street Journal on our Facebook and Twitter. It puts a graphic up of what this wall is going to look like when it's completed. It's amazing. It's going to have shopping centers.
Sanctuary city is a broad term for jurisdictions that don't fully cooperate with immigration and custom enforcement efforts.
Okay.
Says most work with ICE to some degree, such as notifying the agency before releasing certain criminals. But leaders in those areas argue that holding all suspected unauthorized immigrants based on ICE requests can hurt community policing efforts and even violate the Constitution. They just want them to grab them all.
Yeah, but these cops that work these neighborhoods, they want to go start arresting people because they're brown or where they're from.
If their only criminality is that they're here illegally,
yeah,
that's when you might need to take a breath.
Right.
And go after the criminals and stuff, which is what Trump says he's going to do. But the Republicans, including Trump, have fired up their lunatics so much, they want them all out. They don't care if you were brought here as an infant. And you're an Ivy League student who fought in the Iraq war. They don't care. You weren't born here. You're not a citizen. Get out of my country.
Isn't that part of their fascism?
They're
blaming all our problems on these illegals.
Somebody on our Facebook, one of these heartless fucks,
yes,
commented, send them to jail.
For what?
Send somebody who was brought here as an infant, grew up as an American citizen as far as they know, may or may not have even been told they weren't legal.
Yeah.
And then they find out as an adult, I don't have these papers. Meanwhile, they go to a great college. They have a scholarship, possibly enter the military or whatever. And this guy said, I don't care. They're breaking the law. Throw them in jail and then deport them.
Imagine that.
Just go grab an American kid, basically.
They're not criminals.
Right. They don't care. That's how these evil fucks have frothed up their heartless base to turn them into the enemy. That little 4-year-old Syrian girl,
yes,
is the enemy.
Right.
What we got to take care of ours first. Can't let them in.
Think about it. You spend your whole life. You just happen to. In this country, and then they're like, hey, you're going to go to Guatemala. You're going to go back to Guatemala.
Right, have you ever
been
there?
What do you mean back?
I saw a video, and they interviewed a guy who's in Mexico now. And he's working in some call center or something like that. He's got a job. But he was brought into the country at like 7 or 8. They got him in college or something, and they actually deported him. And they went and interviewed the guy.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, how's it going? He you couldn't tell he's not an American. I mean, he sounds, there's no accent is what I'm saying. He was brought here as a kid.
Yeah. He didn't know that life.
And they said, the guy interviewed him and said, wait, when you got deported, had you ever been to this country before? And the guy goes, no. Aside from when I left at 5 or 6 or 10 years old or whatever,
I can remember.
I've never stepped foot in this country again. So there's no tie I have to this country at all.
Does he even speak the language?
Get him out. Probably because his parents probably spoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's like, now I'm on like some waiting list trying to get back in.
And how to his home.
Right.
And how does this actually help us? That's the weird part.
Oh, right.
Like, I mean,
I agree with getting rid of the criminals. Rock on. Yeah. Get rid of them.
But allocating all these resources for this doesn't seem like it helps us. What happened to this infrastructure bill he was going to put through that would be good for the economy and would put people to work? What about that? What's up with all this Nazi shit?
Well, that I'm for. If allegedly he wooed the couple of union leaders yesterday or the day before. And if he comes through with what he promised them, $1 trillion in infrastructure, I'm all for that. That's a lot of fucking jobs. That's a lot of... Yeah.
He wooed those union leaders, meaning he said, if you don't go along with me, I'm going to fucking make fun of you on Twitter.
They said they bought it. So, I mean, that's the scary part. If he could pull that off and get them...
Wasn't that the thing with that carrier deal?
We might have Trump for 8 years.
Oh, my God. What about that carrier deal? He talked to the union guy. And then the union guy said Trump didn't create those jobs.
Oh, that was a tweet. Yeah, it was a tweet war.
And then he went after him on Twitter.
A couple times,
That's... Barack Obama never did that.
If Trump... and he told them he wants, with all this infrastructure, he wants to use American steel. He wants to use American concrete.
To build the fucking pipeline. Oh, my God.
Everything. Streets, bridges.
That's how people are going to buy into this pipeline shit. All the infrastructure. Right?
Well, that's a lie, too. Yeah. I mean, and the idiots yesterday were buying that. Well, what about the tens of thousands of jobs that pipeline's going to create? And it's like, no, it's, didn't they say like 50? 50 full time. Maybe 10,000 for the few months that they're going to be building the fucking thing.
Or
afterwards, a few hundred to do cleanups, but or to put up tape, stay out of this poisoned area for the next 10,000 or so years. Oops. Sorry.
But what if it did really create all those jobs? Would it still be worth our water, our environment, which is finite, you know? This doesn't make any sense.
But hey,
it's not rational.
They're going to make money.
Oh, yes.
Boy, fuck you. We want to be energy independent. Well, we kind of are.
Right.
I mean, we're getting there. And how about being energy independent with wind?
Fuck you.
And solar.
Eat my
dick. And geothermal.
It's dangerous.
And whatever else we can come up with. How about putting all of our scientific resources to figuring out how to never have to burn a drop of oil again?
Why can't I just go out of my car, take a shit in my gas tank, and start her up? Why not that? That would be great.
I might have some kind of a curtain.
Oh, yes. Oh, privacy. Privacy.
You're just going to lean up against the back of your car and
I don't give shit
away.
Absolutely. I'll be like, hey, look at this. My car runs on my own shit. Aren't you jealous?
We talked about, before we get too far away from the march that happened, I've got some reactions to the march. The
March reactions.
Women's March on Washington.
Yes.
Many of these, let's call them all, are preachers. So I was going to save this for Friday, but Faithless Friday is so far away.
Oh, my God.
And the other stories are piling up, too. So since these are actual reactions to the Women's March on Washington.
Yes.
I figured we'll go for them here on this Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly. Just knock them off one after the other. Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, yes. Coach Dave.
Coach Dave took a few minutes away from harassing women going for health care.
Right.
Somewhere in, I believe, Ohio is where he's lurking. Here's what Dave Dobenmeyer has to say about the Women's March and people who...
Hang on a second. Let me set the scene. I'll get Tim in here. So there I am, standing with a bullhorn in my hand, and I start shooting darts. And if you're going to watch this, some of you are going to say, oh, ooh, that is so mean. It is. It is mean. But see, I'm speaking to a group, not to an individual. It's not like I've signaled out one guy and I'm yelling this. They're coming by in droves.
So this asshole, apparently, I don't know where exactly he was, if he was in Ohio or if he went to Washington, was standing on a corner somewhere with a fucking bullhorn and yelling at the marchers from the Women's March on Washington.
There's no time to share the gospel. There's no need to tell them Jesus loves them. We're giving them an open rebuke. And they respond to the open rebuke. Now, this is about a minute and 50. Now, I know you won't be able to hear it clearly, but here's what happens. I start preaching, not preaching. I start rebuking, and then...
I'm not preaching. I'm rebuking.
Somebody answers, and then I go specifically at him. That's the way street preaching goes. You preach to everybody. When somebody responds, you've hit them, they took a bite, and then you go to it, okay? So this is about a minute. About a minute long.
I don't know if you hope you can hear this.
Go ahead.
They gave you the right to take another life. Hey, a baby's got its own DNA. An unborn baby has its own DNA. An unborn baby has its own blood type.
He's yelling, an unborn baby has its own DNA. An unborn baby has its own blood type. You can't really hear it.
And this is a dude. A guy.
And to one guy who shouts back, he starts yelling, hey, sir, you're a sissy. You're a sissy. That's right. If you were a real man, you wouldn't force your wife to be out here. And you say, well, my husband supports me. Ha, sure. You're a married woman. That's what you did. You made a sissy man.
Oh, my God. A sissy man.
You're the one who spread your legs. Don't blame the baby, he shouted at other marchers.
Is this guy, like, mentally ill or something? Of course he is. So stupid.
And at the end of this, he says, feminism is the rebellion against the laws and rules of God.
That's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Feminism is a rebellion against the rules of God because God doesn't want women to be treated like humans or to be treated equally. Heaven forbid.
God, how fucking ridiculous.
So that's Coach Dave. I've got, you know, I don't know if you've heard, talked about this guy before. I don't know if we've played a clip of him before. But this is another right-wing lunatic, Lance Wallnau. I believe he might have been on one of Jim Baker's shows.
Yes. What's his name?
Lance Wallnau.
God. So that's a ridiculous name.
Well, here's one of his reactions on the YouTube to the Women's March.
This is a spiritual manifestation on the inauguration. And notice, this never happened during the Obama administration, not because of the problem with Trump, but because it's the unmasking of the nature of the progressive spirit and its anarchy and its desire to control and intimidate, manipulate. By the way, any
protesting against the actual over-control and over-manipulation and over the fascist goose-stepping bullshit is starting to be shoved down our throats. That's actual the evil. That's shoving. Somehow we're trying to shove our freedom down their throats.
This is gaslighting, right? They're gaslighting.
Right, right. We're not the ones doing that. You guys protesting.
You guys are trying to control the vagina, but yet we're being controlling by saying you shouldn't
stop controlling
the vagina.
Our vaginas. Yeah,
we're not trying to control anyone.
You're trying to control me. And stop me from controlling your vagina.
Oh, yeah, that's it. We're trying to control you from controlling us.
That's like the Christians. Well, yeah, we're totally for religious freedom.
For us.
Right.
But not for yours.
Right. You can't come in my business, though, if you're not of my religion.
But I can shove my beliefs down your fucking
ass. But you better not hang a no Christian sign on your business or, oh, my God.
You better tolerate the
persecution.
Yeah. Tolerate my beliefs.
And its desire to control and intimidate, manipulate. By the way, any manipulation, intimidation, control, those three words are the spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft is the spirit of Jezebel. So it makes sense to me.
God, they got these. He's like Alex Jones, where they got these bullet points memorized.
Witchcraft is the product of Jezebel? Good God.
And, yeah, so apparently all these millions of vaginas marching last Saturday, it's witchcraft. Of course it's witchcraft and of the devil. It's not people trying to fight for their rights.
Okay.
And equality and justice.
Right.
No. It's the devil.
So it makes sense
witchcraft.
To me that there'd be half a million women that would show up the next day. It's a witchcraft that's operating behind this stuff. And it's intimidation, and it's violence, and it's threatening, and it's destructive, and it's clearly the work of the devil. And the media, mind control is what we're dealing with.
And meanwhile,
mind control.
Yeah, and
this is so stupid.
And it's violent.
Ugh.
Meanwhile,
right.
Very few violent incidents in the hundreds to thousands of millions of people marching all across the goddamn fucking world Saturday.
Yeah,
minuscule. And they'll pick. Well, I heard a window got broken somewhere. Look at these thugs.
Oh my God,
they're all evil.
Yeah,
it's mind control. That has people incapable of seeing the reality in front of educated people. I have one family member recently said, well, listen, I don't just listen to one source. I listen to NBC, ABC, and CBS. So you can't tell me I'm not balanced. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Satan's Three Minions.
Oh, yes. Why don't you listen to InfoWars or Breitbart?
Right. Christian Broadcasting.
Or WorldNet Daily.
Only listen to me.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Joseph Goebbels, Hitler, and Goring.
God!
I mean, you're still getting the Nazi party, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. They blame you. Right.
Nut jobs are really... Yeah, I see, you know what? I can't tolerate them. I'm just like they are. I cannot tolerate their existence. It's so irritating.
Well, you. What about the tolerant left?
Yeah. Well,
I love that one.
Fuck you.
Like...
Fuck you.
I'll respond in that kind of manner at some point. Somebody's like, oh, you're real tolerant. It's like, no, you fucking asshole. We don't have to be tolerant of your intolerance. You're the one who's trying to discriminate and be a bigot and a general dick wrinkle.
But can't you just say you're gaslighting me? You're gaslighting me. How dare you? What if you say that?
Also, our good friend Rick Joyner.
Oh, this douchebag.
Right-wing pastor.
Douche nozzle.
Kind of the same theme here.
I think it was a major revelation that the day after Trump took office, that what I think was one of the most blatant manifestations of the Jezebel spirit.
One of the blatant desolations of the Jezebel spirit.
Manifestation of the Jezebel spirit.
I can't even...
What does that mean?
Listen to his tone and his voice. He's so fucking dramatic.
Meanwhile, he looks like he's in some fucking hunting lodge. He's holding a cell phone.
Right.
So it's shaky.
Ooh.
And then he's got a baseball cap on.
Jeez.
Flannel shirt.
Right.
And he's behind him... It's like pine walls and
wood.
Stuff. So it looks like it's, who the hell knows where it
Perfect.
Is.
Perfect. He's in his
good old Americana.
I'm in my man cabin. Fuck you.
Ever would manifest in our country. Now, as I shared before, you know, this is less than a fraction. I mean, it was just a fraction of 1% of the women in our country marched in those marches. That is... To me, what manifested there is not a representation of the women in America, but I believe it is a signpost and a marker. And one thing...
Possibly the biggest protest, you know, in our history.
Right.
Well, no, it was just a tiny, not even 1%. Even though it was the biggest.
Yeah, you know, these right-wing nut jobs, all of a sudden, whenever it's convenient, they don't understand math or numbers or anything like that. They just don't get it.
It's of the devil.
Right.
So he goes on, but the interesting part was that the blatant manifestation of the Jezebel spirit.
My favorite.
You evil whores.
Close your legs.
Right, right. Okay, we've got a couple of clips here.
Yes.
Prepare yourselves and prepare your palates. Because there might be some good food for sale.
Okay, go work on my palate.
Jim Baker.
Oh, yes.
Of the Jim Baker Show.
Powdered soup.
Here he is talking to our good buddy, Rick Wiles.
Yes.
Was on his show.
By the way, I just want to just say this right here. The key to Jim Baker's food is boiling water. And, all of it.
Right. Here is Jim Baker talking to Rick Wiles and talking about people who apparently don't like Trump.
Fuck you.
I watch a lot of news because I'm trying to find out what's going on. Have you ever looked into the eyes of some of these people, even the Republicans that are so mean right now? Did you ever see so many mean Republicans?
He's talking about the ones that are being mean to Trump.
Yeah. The mean.
They're so mean, calling him out on what he says.
Did you hear the reaction from his audience? It's like a spattering of yeah. They didn't know how to answer that.
Right.
They didn't know.
See so many mean Republicans? There, I mean, there really is. Don't forgive. I mean, forgive me, but I'm telling you, there's some people.
Oh, shit.
We just got a reverse angle of the audience.
Right.
And
is it
it's set up dinner theater.
Okay.
So it's all tables and shit.
Right.
God, they got books on there.
Are they serving that rehydrated shit, that potato soup?
I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 tables. At one table, two, I'm going to call them old white women.
Perfect.
Table number two, I'm going to call them two old white women. table number three, I'm going to call it an old white woman and an old white dude.
Okay. Diversity.
Table number four, old white woman, old white dude. Table number five, old white dude alone.
Oh, shit. Perv.
Maybe check the floor for his,
yes,
his friend. She may be down there having a grabber, or she
didn't make it,
went off to the bathroom.
Right.
Next table, old white dude, old white woman.
Perfect.
Next table, two old white women.
Show me white.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
In any of these chairs right now, there is nobody under 60.
There's
nobody. I'm willing to say 65 or 70.
Does it ever occur to Jim Baker that his demographic is old white and dying and there's no diversity whatsoever? And the people that follow him, does that bother him?
That's his.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, that's his manna from heaven.
I'm telling you, there's some people that I'm concerned that are demon possessed. I mean, they're just going crazy.
Yes.
And they look, their eyes.
Have you looked into the eyes of people that are being mean to Trump? We are all demon possessed, Ryan.
You know, the worst case of demon possession. Yes.
I was just going to say, you better get some powdered potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
To save from the demons.
The worst case of demon possession was Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters 1 when he was a keymaster. He looked, his eyes, you could see it in his eyes. He was fucked up.
That's what's going on now, according to Jim Baker.
Been crazy.
Yes.
And they look, their eyes look like demons coming out of them.
Satan wanted a war.
I'm not scared, but World War III. I think we're in the war. I think we're in the great battle of the Antichrist. I believe the spirit of Antichrist. And I'll tell you, there's a warfare in the heavenlies.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, the church.
There's a warfare in the heavenlies.
How's that even possible?
I don't know what that means.
I thought God was omniscient, all powerful, wouldn't put up with shit. But yet there's warfare in the heavens. How does that even work?
Man, we used to sing church triumphant, you know, onward Christian soldiers. And I'll tell you, I have never seen the church step up like this so dramatically that it's literally turning a nation around.
They think,
God,
Trump doesn't give a tiny little flea fuck about you.
He doesn't.
Only the fact that you
didn't give a fuck
that you took your walkers out.
Right.
And flipped R.
Yes.
And that's all that he cares about.
And you did it because he made you afraid of brown people. Because
all you idiots better
gay people
better get some cheap fucking food.
Oh, yes. Because
Trump's coming for your Social Security.
Or hope you die soon.
Yeah, because he's coming for your Medicare.
You're fucked. We're all fucked because of your votes. Jesus.
But Jim Baker, Ryan, he's going to stand strong.
Okay.
This is from the other day when he had on Carl Gallup's guy, remember? The guy that writes the End Times books or something?
Oh, God, yeah, the apocalypse like that. Kid.
Here is here's Jim Baker talking about the horrible sacrifices.
Sack.
Do you know why the church had to stand up? Because It was risking your life to vote for Donald Trump. Why were they all wrong in the surveys? Why? This is my belief.
No, this is my belief.
This is a guy.
Expect nothing based on any reality whatsoever. This is my belief.
So white people were putting their lives at risk by going to the voting booths and voting for Trump.
Really? I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, all those
Not the ones who were calling for big tattooed poll watchers.
Yeah, and how about those fucking Trump rallies? Where the protesters were beat up and hit.
Mm-hmm. I believe people were afraid. I didn't even put a Trump bumper sticker on my car. That's how scared I was.
Oh, you fucking!
I just didn't want to have the car rebuilt, you know? Because I knew that some jerk would scratch it on the side or somebody would do damage to it.
Well, there was a lot of people that felt that same thing. And we saw story after story.
That's not Lori. I don't know who this is.
Article after article of people that had Trump bumper stickers, that had a Trump hat in their car, and their cars were destroyed. Their cars were attacked. That's right. They were attacked as people.
God.
And there were nobody that had a Hillary sticker ever attacked or had their bumper sticker. Or try putting an atheist bumper sticker on your car, sweetheart, man. And see what kind of love you get anywhere in this goddamn nation. People who have those Darwin fish on their bumper, you know, instead of the Jesus fish,
you gotta get pulled over.
It's a fish with legs and it says Darwin.
Yeah.
And people get those scratched off their cars all the fucking time.
Or you get pulled over in the middle of Texas and the guy's like, "Oh, I think I smell marijuana in here. I'm gonna have to search the whole fucking thing, hippie.
Stop going for my gun."
Boo.
Bang.
Yeah. How many racists are emboldened by Trump? How many marginal people think that their shitty feelings about brown people are justified, and now they're emboldened? Who's threatened? Is it white people?
Yeah. And so people are afraid. People were afraid during that time to stand up and voice their beliefs. But we've come into a new time now that we're starting to be able to voice again. It's like a permission to speak again.
That's right.
And that's what the Lord spoke to me.
You have permission to say your hateful shit, Jim. That's what they're saying. We have permission to speak again. I have permission to call somebody a faggot again.
Hey, white people.
I have permission to hate brown people again.
There was never a war against you. There's not a war against white people. There's no war against white people. You guys are fine. When were you not allowed to speak?
The loss of privilege to them is war.
That's so fucking stupid.
Well, that's what it is.
But there is no loss of privilege.
Well, there is.
How?
Slightly.
Well, their guy won.
Because people are saying maybe two white guys shouldn't have an easier time if they get pulled over than two black guys.
Yeah.
They're starting to get called out on their shit. And to them, that's losing privilege. What do you mean?
But affording someone else a right doesn't take away your right.
Well, you're speaking logically.
Oh, yes.
They don't want equal rights. They want to feel superior.
They want better rights.
Yeah.
My rights are better than yours, stupid.
What was it Johnson said? As long as you can convince the poorest white guy that there's somebody lower than them, you could pick their pockets.
That's what Trump did.
Something like that and that's what's happening. Get them to vote against their interests for the past 40, 50 fucking years.
It's still working.
Yeah. And now they've put it on, put rocket fuel in.
Yeah, they're a fuck this.
Just wait. Right. Just wait.
Do you think this is sort of an indication that the GOP knows their time's over? So this is when you release a Trump to try to squeeze the last bit of bullshit out of the system before it's gone forever?
I think they still think they can win. They think they're going to end up like Russia, where all the rich guys are going to be in charge.
They don't see this as their last hurrah.
No, I don't think so.
God damn.
To decide.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a decision a few months ago. If they kill me, I'm standing up for what's right.
Oh, Jim Baker. Look at you, man in the barricades. If they kill me.
Who the fuck is going after
him? Who cares? Yeah.
He sounds like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back at Hoth. There's a price on my head.
No one is curtailing.
No one gives a fuck about you.
No one's taking your stupid show off the air. You can fleece the fucking people as much as you want. If they're dumb enough to give you money, to help them guarantee a spot in the afterlife on a nice cloud.
Is Bubba Fett,
that's all that's going on.
Is Bubba Fett looking to put Jim Baker, freeze him in carbonite and deliver him to Jabba? Is that what he thinks?
I'm standing up to save the babies.
Right.
I'm standing up. I'm going to stand on the Lord's side. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I did.
That's right.
And I'm telling you.
So he's basically saying how brave he was.
I'm telling you.
During the election, standing up for Trump and standing up right. for the babies, despite the fact that we were trying to kill him, apparently.
I'm standing up for that cum shot.
There can be riot by the time this show's even on. I'll tell you, the enemies of righteousness, they want to burn America down right now.
So you better buy
right there you
the
go.
Chocolate pudding, 75 gallons of it that'll last you through 2017.
God, this is the same bullshit that Alex Jones does. Alex Jones sells all these like water filters and bullshit end times crap.
They get y'all scurred and fired up.
Hey, I'm gonna live in a bunker the rest of my life. These black people are coming for my fetuses.
And my guns.
And my guns. Yeah, that's right.
Which at what point is I mean, Trump's going to have to come for guns.
Absolutely. He's going to come for your guns. And then why?
Well, he's going to come for brown people's guns.
Yes.
And our guns. But how are they going to square that?
I don't know. Well, they'll figure it out, because it's easier to square things if you've got less shit in your head. Like, if you're dumb, your ability to square things, I think, is easier. You don't think about it as hard.
Right.
And you're a fucking stupid person. I think that helps.
Here's the rest of Jim Baker.
Jim, if Donald Trump...
This is Rick Wiles.
Okay.
...allows the Lord to work through him...
Yeah.
There is nothing that his enemies are going to do that will succeed. God's hand is on this man.
God's cupping his balls.
Where's God's hand?
Hand check. Okay.
I don't care what scheme or plot that they come up with.
Amen.
They're going to be like Haman building a gallows for themselves.
Absolutely.
Nothing's going to work. And there's more revelations coming in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What came out in 2016, the corruption, the evil, the wickedness that we read in those emails, there's more.
Hillary's emails.
Oh,
the corruption
God.
And the evil.
And the wickedness.
Not about the corruption of Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
His whole goddamn career. Not the fact that he was sued by the feds.
Oh, yeah.
More than once for keeping black people out of his buildings.
What about that?
More coming. And I think it's well, you tell me. Well, you'll edit.
I mean, we agree there's more coming.
Yes,
but not after Hillary.
That you know what? That is so frustrating, because these white people and these idiots are just caterwauling about all the oppression everyone's coming after the rights of these Christians, but there's no track record of that. The only evidence we have is that people on the right coming after our fucking rights and privileges and shit like that.
But they're letting gay people get married.
Oh, yes.
That hurts me.
Oh, yes. I don't want to make no gay wedding cake. God damn it. What if I like sucking dick?
So if you don't want this to go out, but I'll tell you what I think's coming.
Yes.
If I had to guess
right.
what's coming, it will be the exposure of a global pedophile network.
Wow.
Involving some of the most powerful, famous, richest people on earth.
So he's going Pizzagate.
Elon Musk. Is that what it is?
I think he's going Pizzagate.
Yeah, there's all these rich, powerful movers and shakers banging kids. Is he going Pizzagate, though? Because that was disproved. Everybody knows that's bullshit.
Oh, Ryan. You haven't looked at the evidence.
Oh, okay.
You don't know the truth. Oh, you won't look, you won't see the truth. What about the secret signs that they had?
Wait a second. At Ping Pong Pizza, that was supposed to be a fucking basement where these kids were getting diddled.
You could get pepperoni on your pizza there. You know what that means.
Oh, yes.
How dare you think that it means anything other than pepperoni?
But that basement didn't even exist.
They knew he was coming. It was a false flag.
They made the basement disappear. Is that what they did?
False flag. They sent that guy there with the gun to discredit.
God damn.
That's where their logic, illogic goes.
I mean, oh, God. I got to stop thinking about this because I keep saying to myself, Barack Hussein Obama was just fucking president. And, I think Trump being president really hit on Monday because the weekend was dominated with news of that women's march, you know, and you could sort of focus on that. And yes, it was about Trump, but it was more about like watching that march and not seeing his fucking face. But now I'm seeing his face all over the place. And it's really fucking with me. I really don't like it.
It's rough.
Yeah. And I'm a white guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I should shut the fuck up and quit bitching. This is going to be a lot rougher on gay people, people of color.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get fucking pulled over.
The fake news assholes are hard at work.
Hard.
I saw a different story.
Yes.
I don't have it in front of me, but they've already found out that the latest of Russia's cyber bullshit, chicanery,
cyber,
and everything, fake news, are going to be targeting Angela Merkel.
Okay.
And France.
Oh, shit.
They're going to be doing the same thing there that they tried to do here.
Why not?
Fake news. Fake news stories are going to be coming out about Angela Merkel.
But they're not going to fall for that shit in Europe.
I bet she's into pizzas and diddling.
Oh, yes. Are they going to say she's a child molester?
Fake news. Whatever gets shared the most.
God damn it.
And now they've been going after, did you see one of the organizers of the Women's March? Her name is Linda Sarsour.
Yes.
She is, gasp, a Muslim woman.
Okay.
Who wears a hijab.
So what?
Exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, no, Ryan. She is an obvious ISIS plant and pro-Sharia.
I think it's important in America to put up diverse people to have them in charge of movements like this to show the world and the rest of our country that we're all just not a bunch of fucking white people, right? Or maybe not.
Somebody tweeted a picture of her from 2015, which is her shown holding up one finger like we're number one.
Yes.
And then they found two other pictures of ISIS members wearing their masks and their ISIS signs, and they're going number one to the camera. So obviously the tweet says is pro Sharia, which she's not.
God.
Linda Sarsour from the Women's March promoting the ISIS unity finger sign.
It's a finger.
But remember the gang fist bump?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That Flotus. Barack Hussein and his
ex-Flotus.
Transgendered ex-Flotus apparently were did. This is how these fucking morons, how stupid
what's
they are.
What's the finger sign? What evil finger sign did they do? What is it?
The ISIS unity finger.
Is it just one finger? This is one.
One. We're number one. Hold up your finger and go, yeah, we're number one.
But
which, by the way, Trump does. He goes, number one, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay sign.
He does a lot of shit.
Thumbs up, number one.
To those of you listening, you're only listening. We at Violent Experience and I are both just holding up our fingers. I mean, this could mean a lot of shit.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It's one finger. I mean, actually, I do the ISIS sign every time I touch my iPad. It's one finger. I don't use two fingers.
So some fake news site tweeted out a story. It says Women's March organizer Linda Sarsour wants Sharia law in America.
No, she doesn't.
Another one. Breaking. Organizer for D.C. Women's March shown flashing the ISIS one-fingered salute.
Oh, my fucking God. It's fucking shameless. And people are going to believe that shit.
They're saying she has ties to Hamas. She doesn't.
No.
It's just all lies.
Where's the evidence of this shit?
So then yesterday on Twitter even was like, I stand with Linda or I march with Linda, because all these fake news assholes were trying to shit on her because she's obviously an ISIS plant that organized all of these all of these evil women to march.
She's brown and she held up her finger.
And then the other blatant fake news that was running around the lunatic sites yesterday was a screen cap of that moment when Melania Trump, I mean, from our side, it's horrific the way Donald Trump gets out of his car, walks up the stairs to greet the Obamas as they were leaving the White House.
He's a fucking
and he
animal.
Leaves his wife, Melania, to get out of the car herself and then come up the stairs by herself.
To be fair, it's probably more pleasant to do things without Trump.
Oh, for her.
Even that moment alone, away from him, might be nice, to be fair.
But afterwards, after they shook hands and everything and took their pictures, then they walked into the White House.
Yes.
And Trump went first, of course, didn't wait for Melania.
Fuck you.
And then there's a scene where the Obamas trying to be nice to Melania and cordial in the wake of her asshole husband who's forgetting her. They both help her. They both put their hands on her back to usher her in front of them. You know, you go first.
Sure.
Both of the Obamas.
They're
and then they walk inside.
They are nice people.
Well, Ryan.
Right.
Barack Obama grabbed ass.
Did he really?
Right in the cheek. That evil scumbag thug of a horny Negro touched that white woman's ass and got a piece.
Touching our white women.
Photoshopped. It's fake.
How did they do that?
They just moved his hand.
That's amazing.
They took a screen cap of it and moved his hand down onto her ass and tweeted out, looks like Barack was Mac Daddy-ing or something like that, getting shared all over the place.
But you
look at how he disrespected. He sullied that white woman. That Negro touched that white woman on the ass. Look at him.
Are we able to disprove? Are we able to prove that that was photoshopped?
You could watch the video of it. He touches her upper back. Michelle's
touch
lower.
A fucking ass.
Michelle's lower.
Jeez.
Her hand's lower.
Ooh.
Mm. But in the screen cap faked photoshopped, they moved his hand down.
Are people that fucking stupid?
So that it's on her ass.
Can you tell it's photoshopped?
Yes, people are that stupid.
God.
Yeah, his arm looks like it's a foot too long.
Yeah, I would think it looks odd.
It ain't great.
He's Plastic Man.
Shared all over the place.
God, you guys are fucking dumb.
By the racist. Racist scum.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, you're racist. If you're sharing that shit.
If I challenge it and say that's a fake thing, I'm the bullshit.
Well, I hate being called racist.
Well, I hate...
That's what I see a lot of, where people are like, oh, after 8, you just wait. That's the reason Trump got elected, is you guys calling us racist because we didn't like Obama.
You know, as liberals, we cannot be susceptible to that. We cannot be susceptible to the fact that we were mean and alienated all these fucking races because there's nothing else to do with the fucking races but to alienate them. What am I supposed to do? Make them feel better about their shitty beliefs?
But we're not racist.
Let me placate
you. I just don't like
you.
That N-word in the White House.
Let me placate you at the expense of all my brown friends. How about that? That's bullshit.
Congratulations are in order to Mel Gibson, not only for his Best Picture and Best Director nominations.
Don't tell me we have to like him now.
Mel Gibson.
Fuck him.
Also welcomed his 9th child the world.
God damn it, Mel. How fucking old are you?
He's 61. It's the first with a new mom, girlfriend Rosalind Ross, who I believe is 26, 27, something like
damn.
That.
Damn. Every sperm is so sacred if you're Mel Gibson. Jeez. Don't want to waste a drop of that shit.
Lars Gerard Gibson was born. God. A couple days ago.
If you asked him to name his children, could he? Do you think he could?
Yeah, you might be able to name 9 of them.
Okay.
If he's not drunk.
Yeah.
There was a story out not too long ago that he called, that somebody heard him call his wife a fat pig and or this new girlfriend, a fat pig in public.
Was it him or was it Alec Baldwin?
People magazine said they're thrilled. Lars is adorable. The family's all around him. Mel is over the moon.
Hey. Oh, good. Mel Gibson, this fucking anti-Semite dickhead racist, is over the moon. What I love to hear. He's so happy.
And nominated for an Academy Award as a director.
No, fuck him. Hey, did he vote for Trump?
It's supposed to be a really good movie.
So what? Did he vote for Trump?
Remember how pissy he looked at the Golden Globes?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there.
So upset.
Sitting there next to what's-his-face from Swingers.
Hey, Mel, what are you fucking upset about? You're a fucking rich-ass, successful movie star. Now you direct. Your career is apparently resurrected like your boy Jesus, even though you went on this well-documented, racist, anti-Semitic rant against this cop and the shitty things you said to your wife or your girlfriend on the phone.
Getting raped. You're going to go out and get raped by a pack of N-words.
Oh, yes.
Dressing like a whore. Dressing like a whore.
Congratulations.
Those
on all your
fake tits. They look terrible, right? Yeah. Right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They look terrible. They look awful. Get rid of them.
Hey, give it up for Mel Gibson's white privilege, man. Able to turn that career around, baby.
We've got a story here. Oh, my God. This is a new one that just popped up. Don't record me, you fucking N-word.
What is that?
Angry white woman caught on camera punching a black actor.
See, Donald, this is what you did. You made all these people not embarrassed of their shitty racism. How could you do that to us, you fucknut?
Police in Reno are investigating a white woman caught on camera punching a black actor in the head, calling him racial slurs.
Oh, God.
He says he was walking down the street to buy a sandwich. He started hearing a woman calling him names. He said he initially decided to ignore her. She got angry and pursued him. He said she charged him, hit him in the head. He shoved her away, took out his camera, and began recording her. At this point, the woman tried to walk away, and he started following her. When she saw him behind her, she started hurling racial epithets at him and then again started hitting him in the head. Don't you record me, you fucking N-word, she said. She walked away but kept calling him the N-word as she walked away. They're looking into it.
So many lovely people in this country, so friendly and considerate.
I'm sure on the right, their first instinct is, yes. Well, this is fake.
It's bullshit.
But I just saw that. That's just a brand new headline that just
popped
up. She's
just protecting herself.
Trump's America.
Right. Trumpistan.
There was another one. Did you see there's another one where yesterday it was that a restaurant owner kicked out a black patron.
Why?
Who I believe said, we don't want no N-words in here.
Oh my God.
And then the guy admits that as he was leaving, when the guy threw him out, he said he knocked over a couple chairs in anger. So he admits that he did that.
Okay.
After he was told to get out because you're an N-word. And the report I read said that people aren't really surprised that this owner maybe may have done something like that.
The fucking asshole.
But you know, they're still looking into that one too.
Perfect. And,
but allegedly the guy said, use the magic word. Trump's president now. So I don't have to allow you in my restaurant.
Look who my president is. He's Make America Great. He's Lock Her Up. Throw him out. Get him out of my rally. You remember that shit? All the people that got hit by his shitty fucking supporters and stuff. Ugh.
This is happened in a Pennsylvania restaurant after a black college student said he was called the N-word, kicked out by a staff member who then said he could say what he likes now that Trump's president.
Oh, God.
The employees said that the student and others were unhappy with their order, caused a disturbance, and left.
Yes.
But the students say he went into a bar with his white friend, placed an order about 1:30 a.m. The lady we ordered from was cool. There were no problems or anything. Shortly after, he saw a man emerge from the back holding a stack of money. The man said to them, I own 3 other restaurants. I don't need you N-words here. You can go somewhere else.
Ha ha ha. This isn't... God damn it. Can we get Barack Hussein Obama back as president,
please? The
cashier
refunded the money. The friend... and they were given no food as they made their way out. He said the man started walking towards them, staring. I called him a bitch, he said, and also said some, his friend said some heat of the moment stuff. You know, they were swearing at each
other. Yes.
He said he did flip some chairs over as he exited the restaurant. And then he heard the man say, yeah, get out, N-word.
Do you remember that season of Dallas starring Larry Hagman? Do you remember Dallas starring Larry
Hagman?
I never
watched it, but I remember the show, sure.
In the end of one season,
I was far too young.
Oh, yes, me too. Listen, Patrick Duffy at the end of a season woke up from a coma or something, and all of a sudden that whole
spoiler alert.
And that whole season was a dream.
They undid the whole season because it was written so poorly. Yeah, right.
It never fucking happened. How can we do that? Is there a way to do that?
Call Patrick Duffy and wake him
up. Jim Baker, if this Sky God shit is real, put me in touch with somebody in heaven that could make us do a... Remember when Superman turned back time? When he pushed the planet backwards? Yeah.
So he said as they were exiting, he heard the man say, "Trump's president now, I can say what I want."
Fuck you, boy.
So again, this is a he said, she said, not out of the realm of possibility because we do have other incidents that are on tape of people using the Trump word as a racist, a Veda Kadarva or whatever the hell. A Veda Kadarva or whatever the hell.
What is that?
That's the death spell in Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
That's what Snape... spoiler alert.
You sure that's not in...
That's how Snape knocks Dumbledore off of the roof.
No, I think you're quoting Bullshitica 69.
Or could be. A couple minutes left here on the big show this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, right? 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're out on iTunes, Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review if you're so kind.
And if you need to buy anything, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Visit Amazon via our portal, and we get paid, baby.
A couple minutes left to go here. Got another story of heinousitude from Texas. I think...
fuck you.
I think, Ryan, you might have put this on our Facebook page. This is
this douche nozzle?
A warm and loving legislator.
Are you looking at
from the sovereign state of Texas?
You say don't mess with Texas. That big fish in the picture?
Not in the story, but I think it's the same one. Yeah. This is Texas State Representative who has sponsored, is hoping to sponsor some legislation in Texas. House Bill 848 called the Abolition of Abortion in Texas Act.
We're going to get rid of all coat hangers or else we're going to start passing out coat hangers because that's how you're going to have abortions now.
Well, this snuggle bear, Tony Tinderholt is his name, Texas State Representative, is basically hoping that women get put in jail.
No, nice.
If they have an abortion.
He, what?
Gave an interview with the Texas Observer.
Fuck you.
Said that women need repercussions for their actions, Ryan. Quote, right now, it's real easy. Right now, they don't make it important to be personally responsible because they know they have a backup of, I could just go get an abortion.
What a lack of understanding. What do you think it's real easy? Do you think it's not thing to go through an abortion? You don't think
they think it's just like, we're out of milk. I'm going to go throw my feet up in the syrups and get that sucked out.
I got friends that had abortions and it didn't sound like an easy thing to go through.
Well, right.
How insensitive is this fucking guy?
And it's that fake story, that trope that it's just whorish women who just are too lazy to use birth control or shouldn't be opening their legs in the first place.
And this guy's a no exception asshole. He's no exception. Now
he says, we both know that consenting adults don't always think smartly sometimes, but consenting adults need to also consider the repercussions of the sexual relationship that they're going to have, which is a child.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? The sexual relationship you're going to have is a child. What does that mean? That's weird.
Like you said, under this bill, there's no more exceptions.
Great.
For women who might have been abused, raped, or have fetal abnormalities. Even if they say the baby is going to be born dead.
You got to have it anyway.
You keep that going, you whore. You shouldn't have fucked.
Jesus Christ. I think the GOP can no longer call themselves the party of small government. I mean, this is some intrusive shit.
So here at the Raw Story, they say if a teen is raped by her father, she would be forced to carry the child under this law under penalty of jail.
What kind of barbarian is this fucking guy? What's his name? Tinderholt?
Tinderholt says women should be forced to carry a child because, quote, I'm a firm believer that God creates children in his own image, regardless how that child's brought into the world. It's created in his image. How can someone want to destroy that?
Hey, God.
So you're raped. You have to carry your rapist's baby.
Because
it's a gift from God.
Because it's created in the image of something ethereal in the sky that doesn't fucking exist because of your science fiction.
If this asshole
damn, dude,
could get pregnant.
Oh, again. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he had a baby in his dick,
there would be free morning after pill dispensers on every corner.
Get that motherfucker out of me.
Right.
Pull it out.
And surely this is going to just end up costing the Texas taxpayers money.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's blatantly unconstitutional until the evil mullahs that Donald Trump puts in maybe flip Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yes. Is that coming? Do you think that's coming?
I don't see him. He's promised that he's putting somebody pro-life on the court. And then he said he would be okay with it. He doesn't want a national ban.
Okay.
But he'd be okay with it being up to the states. That what he said? That's what he said during the primary, isn't during the election. But let's see if that actually holds true. If he lets the religious loons run rampant, they're going to try to overturn Roe and pass this law right here.
This is insane.
That this asshole in Texas wants. You whores. You shouldn't have opened your legs.
You know, if states are like California, that might be okay, but they're not. There are states like Alabama and Oklahoma and Florida and Georgia, and the list goes on and on and on, where they're fucked up.
And remember Trump's answer to, well, if it's, what if you live in a state that doesn't allow it? Well, you just go to a different state.
You know, you got a car, don't you?
Just drive. Go to a different state.
Oh, you're in the middle of fucking bumfuck
thank
North
you,
Dakota?
Yeah.
You need to drive to Florida to get an abortion, not Florida, or some other place.
And it's not going to stop.
What a fun road trip.
Rich people are still going to be able to get their abortion wherever, whenever, and on demand.
You ain't fucking up my white privilege life.
We're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget our social medias. And please don't forget our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Helps us keep the lights going here.
Yes.
At Crab Diving. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed and his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.